I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
But first, it's all change in the White House again. President Trump has replaced his national security adviser, H.R. McMaster, with former U.S. ambassador to the U.N., John Bolton. In the past, Mr. Bolton's backed attacking North Korea and Iran, and when serving under President Bush, he pushed for the invasion of Iraq. McMaster's departure is just the latest in a long line of high-profile exits from the Trump administration. Just last week, Mr. Trump fired Secretary of State Rex Tillerson by a tweet, obviously. And in just over a year, we've seen the rise and fall of Sean Spicer, his replacement Anthony Scaramucci, who lasted all of 10 days, Steve Bannon and Rince Priebus. Around 40 senior officials have now left the Trump administration, or should I say, been hoofed out. Well, I'm pleased to say that I'm joined now by the LBC Daily Debrief's US correspondent, Simon Marks, and that means that this is likely to be a lot of fun. Simon, what do we know about John Bolton, and what kind of advice is he likely to give the president?
Well, Richard, if you like your foreign policy hawkish, if you like a shoot first and ask questions later approach to US foreign policy, then you are going to love John Bolton, and perhaps you loved him last time he was in a headline-grabbing position in the US government, because of course John Bolton has got substantial foreign policy form here. He is the man who was George W. Bush's ambassador to the United Nations. He was one of the neoconservatives who served as a principal architect of the decision to invade Iraq in the aftermath of the attacks on America of September the 11th, 2001. He's one of those people who insisted that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, which of course after the event we all learnt that he did not. And John Bolton has not shied away from any of the more hawkish views that he espoused last time he was in government. This is a man who just a few weeks ago was writing articles and giving interviews here suggesting that the United States should consider a preemptive nuclear strike on North Korea. This is someone who believes in attacking Iran, and I can tell you that the foreign policy establishment here in Washington, D.C., which favors a much more orthodox approach to foreign policy, Republicans and Democrats alike, are terrified by this appointment. I got a text last night from one foreign policy veteran here in town who said to me that he is even more anxious and worried about the future now than he was on the night Donald Trump got elected, because the idea that John Bolton is going to be steps away from Donald Trump in the West Wing of the White House, essentially running the National Security Council, President Trump's sort of own foreign policy think tank inside the White House, is deeply, deeply troubling to him.
Simon, last night I put a poll on Twitter with the following question. I said, who famously said, if you want peace, prepare for war? Is it John Bolton or is it Sun Tzu, the Chinese general military strategist? 51% of people think it is Sun Tzu, but I can tell you that it is, in fact, John Bolton, and that tells you everything you need to know. What is the feeling amongst Republicans now of the way that Donald Trump is running the show?
Well, look, the reality, Richard, is that Donald Trump is taking his government dramatically to the right, and not just in foreign policy terms, in trade terms as well. Yesterday, unveiling $60 billion in punitive tariffs against the Chinese.
Is that a good thing? Is that a good thing? You say he's taking it to the right.
Well, it depends on your viewpoint. If you are one of the more right-wing members of the Republican Party who perhaps backed the old Tea Party movement back in the days when Sarah Palin was John McCain's running mate, then you think this is a wonderful moment for you because your ideas are suddenly in the mainstream. But he is absolutely distancing himself from centrist Republican thought, taking himself further and further away from the agreed ideology that generally has underpinned American foreign policy, regardless of which president was in power, Republican or Democrat. I mean, George W. Bush took us some way down that road with men like Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld in his administration. But this is becoming an administration in which there is very little opportunity for centrists to kind of leaven the bread. And I think the story about H.R. McMaster's departure from the White House, the national security advisor who was fired yesterday by Donald Trump, I mean, that departure is going to be accompanied by other departures because his staff on the National Security Council, people like Fiona Hill, the Brit who has been running Russia policy on the National Security Council, are highly unlikely to agree to continue serving under John Bolton, and indeed he would not want them. So this is a wholesale gear shift by the Trump administration, lurching the government away from centrist Republican thought.
And I've got to read you this this tweet. Well, you will have seen it, and I'm sure most people will have seen it because it's been retweeted tens of thousands of times. This was a tweet last night from the president. Crazy Joe Biden, the former vice president, is trying to act like a tough guy. Actually, he is weak, both mentally and physically, and yet he threatens me for the second time with physical assault. He doesn't know me, but he would go down fast and hard, crying all the way. Don't threaten people, Joe. What, Simon, explain.
Well, can American politics sink any further into the gutter? I mean, it's worth making the point that Donald Trump was tweeting that and then firing his national security advisor hours ahead of CNN playing out an interview with a former Playboy model who says that she and Donald Trump had a nine-month affair. So there may have been the usual Donald Trump attempt to distract everyone's attention. And that tussle with Joe Biden may be about that. But this is Donald Trump responding to Joe Biden suggesting that Donald Trump's treatment of women has been less than stellar, and that had he, Joe Biden, heard Donald Trump articulating some of the things that he is known and has heard on tape to articulate about women, he would have taken him out. This was the kind of locker room talk for which there was absolutely no place in modern American society. So there you see in that tweet, Donald Trump responding, once again insisting that he's got phenomenal physical prowess and is more than ready to knock out Joe Biden, who of course now is in his late 70s, but still entertaining a run for the presidency in 2020. I mean, we could be looking, I think it's a long shot, but we could be looking at Trump-Biden in 2020, and perhaps those presidential debates wouldn't just be ideological debates. Maybe we'd literally be taking American politics down the road of the World Wrestling Foundation.
Yeah, I'd like to see them get in the ring. And just so you know, that if you ever threaten me, Simon, you will go down fast and hard, crying all the way. Just so you know.
You know what, Richard? I would never dare.
Quite right. That's the LBC Daily Debrief's US correspondent, the inimitable Simon Marks. Thanks very much for joining us.